Well, it's called Youth Meeting, and it's a summer camp here on the First Coast that gives the kids taking part a chance to do something different, really different from a traditional summer camp. These campers will focus on intercultural issues. In particular, they'll learn about the inequality between wealthy and developing countries and how overconsumption in the rich nations is straining the entire planet's ecosystem, not your typical summer camp. Here with more, we welcome Leah Donnellan. She is Vice President of Operations for the Nonprofit Center of Northeast Florida and Camp Director for the International Youth Meeting. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is serious stuff. These kids are going to be learning quite a bit that they would never get otherwise in a summer camp or maybe even in school. How did this come about?
CISV is an international peace education organization that started about 60 years ago in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was started by a child psychologist after World War II, whose son said, I don't understand why we're having wars. So her idea was to start young with children to teach them things like conflict resolution, communication skills, intercultural understanding based on making friendships so that hopefully they, as they grow into adults, have skills to avoid conflict or resolve them peacefully in the future. So in Jacksonville, we've been here about 35 years, and we're going to be welcoming 16 and 17-year-olds to Jacksonville for 8 days. To learn about each other, to talk about issues around sustainable development in a fun and interactive way. They're going to be planning activities for them to learn from.
They will enjoy themselves.
Yes, absolutely. they'll find a way for sure.
It's a serious topic, but it will be fun for the kids. And as you mentioned, you're bringing teens to Jacksonville from around the world. Which countries are represented?
We have Brazil, Colombia, Canada, France, Italy, Norway, Sweden, Spain, USA will be here as well. So a wide variety. We'll have about 11 countries represented in all.
And what are some of the nuts and bolts of the camp? What will they be doing exactly?
They actually will have the opportunity to develop their leadership skills as well as learn about our specific topic of consumption by planning activities that their peers will participate in. So it's based on the experiential learning model where they actually get to participate in doing an activity and then they talk about what they've learned and how that actually will translate back into their real life when they get home to their own country.
And the theme of the camp is, it's called Camp Dracula, Consuming the World Dry.
Yes, absolutely. And that inspiration came as we were looking at consumption. When you leave plugs in an outlet, when there aren't things attached to them, they're called vampires because they're sucking energy. You're continuing to use energy as they're plugged in. So we kind of took from the vampire theme and the recent crazed popularity of vampires in popular culture and thought that Camp Dracula would be a fun theme for our teenagers.
So you're talking basically about the global crisis involving overconsumption in a wealthy nation like the United States.
Exactly.
And how that impacts other nations. And for so many Americans, they're just not aware of this. Can
Absolutely.
You explain a little bit about why this is important?
Sure. And we're really looking at everything from food consumption to energy, water usage, information consumption, and how that affects our daily lives and how it relates to them. And most of the kids that are going to be attending our camp come from developed nations, and they have had the privilege of having access to a lot of resources throughout their lives. So just having an opportunity to think about what are we using, why are we using it, and are there ways that we can work on managing the consumption of those goods and resources, natural resources that we have, that will make our planet a better place for everyone to be a part of.
Sure. And the camp is happening later in July. Kids coming from around the world here to Jacksonville. Is it too late for local kids to get involved?
It's too late for this year, but we do have camps every year. We actually have about 40 kids traveling from Jacksonville to other countries this summer to participate in similar camps. We do start at age 11, go all the way up through age 18, and you can find out more at jacks.cisvusa.org. All the opportunities we have are listed there.
Right. It's jacks.cisvusa.org. It's certainly a fantastic opportunity for your teenager, so check it out. Leah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Leah Donnellan is Vice President of Operations for the Nonprofit Center of Northeast Florida, and she is the International Youth Meeting Camp Director this summer.